for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
A little toe-tapping music to get your day fired up. In our ongoing broadcast of Rosie on the House. Where we are, the skies have cleared. All I can see is blue from horizon to horizon. But boy, it's been a wet few weeks, that's for sure. We think that the end of the year is a time to kind of reassess. Reassess yourself. Don't take the time of reassessing everybody else until you've taken the time to reassess yourself. And with the grandkids in town and the rain keeping us inside, I reassessed our game board closet.
You still have one.
I never knew we had one. Jennifer and I don't play as empty nesters. We don't play game boards together. But I've played more game boards I can't even remember all the names of the games we played with the grandkids while we were basically locked inside while it rained for 2 weeks.
Isn't that nice? That's great.
It was great. So it was kind of a reintroduction to clutter we have these two tall linen cabinets in the laundry room. Open the doors, and I never knew we had all that. Well, it was kind of a strike two against Rosie Romero because we've been in our house over 30 years, and I think it's time for me to build Jennifer a home. So we're contemplating selling our house. And the realtor of choice, my trusted confidant in the industry, walks through the property. I consider him a good friend. Says, well, everything looks good, but Rosie, we're going to really have to declutter this place. Mm-hmm. And you walk in my house, and I don't think it's cluttered at all. These are all mementos. So we've brought in a specialist in decluttering, a declutter coach, the founder and president of Happy Home Organizers, Miss Rachel Winter. Rachel, thanks for coming in and helping me through this and helping our listeners through this top-of-the-year reassessment.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, you brought up a good point. You know, you should know where everything lives. If you knew where the games were, maybe you'd be playing more. That's the whole point. I want you to know where everything lives.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. And your background, how do you become a declutter coach?
Well, I fell into it. My background is recreation management. My college degree is in recreation and hospitality, and my background is cruise ships. I used to run the youth and teen program for Norwegian Cruise Line, and I bring my love of people and recreation to home organizing. One day in 2012, I used to own a children's indoor play space. My background is working with kids. I worked back in Connecticut, had a big business, closed my business after 5 years, was very depressed, learned what really felt what depression was all about. And one night, couldn't sleep, and I was flipping through the channels on TV, and I stumbled upon the TV show Hoarders on A&E, the show Hoarders. And that was a life-changing moment. I'll never forget the feeling of seeing the term professional organizer on TV for the first time. And I was riveted. I mean, I was fascinated, shocked a little bit, couldn't believe what I was seeing. I'd never been in a hoarding home before. So the TV show Hoarders truly changed my life. And I had gone to my mother-in-law's house a few days later. I went to get a coffee pot from her basement, and beautiful, gorgeous home, but her basement was cluttered. And I said, Ma, oh boy, let me help you. So by watching the TV show Hoarders one night on A&E and helping my mother-in-law find a coffee pot in her basement, I fell into decluttering and organizing, got a job back in Connecticut, worked for them for a year, specialized in hoarding, and I fell in love with the whole organizing industry.
Well, yeah. I know the Norwegian cruise lines are big boats.
Yes.
They're big boats. But there's nothing that will teach you appreciation of space more than living on a boat.
That's right.
I mean, every single nook and cranny has to have something important without having one thing extra. You just don't have the room for it.
I was stationed for 5 months. I did 5-month contracts. So I was limited to what I could bring for 5 months. You know, 2 suitcases. That's it. 2 suitcases, very small cabin. And it's amazing. We don't need a lot of stuff, do we?
Oh.
When you go on vacation, you go to a hotel. People love it because you only, you know, you use what you bring, and we don't really need a whole lot.
Well, it teaches you the value of space, and the downside to having more than you need.
Exactly. Most people are just drowning. They're drowning with clutter, and most of my clients who find me, again, they have to find me. I can't find my clients. So by the time people find me, usually they're at their fed up point. They've reached, you know, their fed up point, and they're paralyzed. A lot of them are crying. They're so emotional when they, you know, call me, or the emails I get, the texts I get, and they're overwhelmed. They're completely stressed out. They don't know where to turn. They don't, you know, even know how to begin. So they call me, and my job is to lift them out of the muck, the mud of clutter.
And you don't have to be a hoarder to, and I don't know what parameters you use to actually define someone as a hoarder, but you don't have to be a hoarder to benefit from increased organization.
Absolutely. Hoarding is another whole level. Most people just suffer with clutter or chronic clutter. And everybody has it, by the way. I mean, I'm a professional organizer. I am very proud of how I live and my home. But you know what? We don't live in museums. I don't live in a museum. Our homes are not supposed to be perfect at all times. I think a lot of people put too much pressure on themselves that their home has to be perfect at all times. No, but we always have to ask ourselves, how do we want to live? You know, we want to have friends over. We want to have family over. We don't want to, you know, life is so hard as it is. And if your home is clutter-free, not perfect, but feeling good, looking good, just my tagline, life is happier when your home is organized. And I think that really is true. Your quality of life is better and happier when you can find what you need, when you need it. You're not searching around. And so, you know, hiring a professional organizer or a declutter coach, I call it, it's very similar to working with a personal trainer at the gym, I think.
Rachel Winter, founder and president of Happy Home Organizers. And your website?
Is happyhomeorganizers.com.
It's worth going to that website just to learn how to fold a fitted sheet.
Yes. You know, I teach
that
seminars.
That was a great video.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Really?
Yes. That was a great video.
If you want to learn, go on my website, my Facebook page. You know, I'm on YouTube. Yeah, you know, I teach seminars called Conquer Your Clutter, and I teach the audience how to declutter, how to get organized, but most importantly, I teach the skills of how to stay organized. And the big finale of my seminar is I ask the audience, who here would like to learn how to fold a fitted sheet? And every hand goes up.
Oh.
And it's hilarious.
Hey. Fitted sheets should come with folding instructions. With invariably, and I don't fold anything very often. Mine get rolled.
Well, go watch my video, and you'll see the trick. You'll see the secret. If you never learn how to fold a fitted sheet, it's okay.
It's a great trick.
Rachel, do you think that this new minimalist movement has driven you more business? Is it kind of more top of mind now?
Absolutely. The whole minimalist movement with Josh Becker, I'll give him a shout out. He's here in Peoria. He's helped the industry tremendously being a minimalist. Marie Kondo, her 2014 book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, that has helped our industry.
A true minimalist is limited to 100 items, which I don't care to be that. But I think it kind of when you start thinking, what would it take to get to 100 items, you begin to realize how much stuff you really have. It makes you look at things differently.
You know, and I never considered myself a minimalist, but probably I am. We need very little. You know, it's too much stuff. TMS, I call it. I'm always asking my clients, do you suffer with TMS? Not PMS, but TMS. And that's the biggest part. That's the biggest hurdle is to the declutter. You know, most people jump to the term organizing. I need an organizer. I have to organize my home. It's not about the organizing. Organizing comes much later. The word purging. We need to purge to get rid of the items that are not serving a purpose in our lives. And I'm always asking lots of questions.
I have three categories specifically in my life that present a real challenge to me to declutter. Actually, four categories for decluttering and getting organized. One is kids. Two is artwork. I'm a sucker for beautiful art. And I hate to tell you how many pieces of art we have stacked up in a closet that I've run out of wall space to hang. Books. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many books are in our house. Now, they're not, there's one pile by the fireplace, but other than that, they're all in bookshelves. But I mean, we have what most people would consider a pretty respectable library. I hoard books. Then mementos. When Jennifer and I travel, we never come home without bringing some memento of the trip. And walking through the house this last week or 2 weeks, knowing this topic was coming up, beer mugs from Germany. Fish from Key West. Plaques and coffee cups from Tbilisi, Georgia, and Russia.
Right.
It's just like, wow.
Well, that's
this stuff really does. Well, that's accumulate.
That's what makes a house a home, though. So your home probably is, I've never been to your home, but probably cozy and warm. And bottom line, how do you like the look and feel of your home, Rosie? What do you think?
I love it. And the only person that's ever called my home cluttered was the realtor.
Uh-huh. It has to do with closets and garages.
Okay.
And without the kids, I can overflow. Have my garage back.
The overflow.
And well, in that garage, if you're looking to park something in it this weekend and car buying's on your to-do, Sanderson Ford's your answer. You heard this broadcast before, you know. The only place any of us shop are at Sanderson Ford for all of our Ford vehicles. I was given directions to one of our certified partners. He said, I'm at your office, and it was Christmas Eve. I said, yeah, we're closed, but you can drop it off at Rosie's house. Just go to this corner intersection and look for the house that looks like a Sanderson Ford, new Sanderson Ford sales lot.
We have a few Sanderson Fords on our property, that's for sure.
Well, that was the day everyone was coming over. So yeah. Katie's Escape, our Expedition, the 250.
Mama Kay's Fusion. Yeah. Bob and Karen's new Escape. I mean, the whole family drives not only Fords, but they drive Sanderson Fords. And this holiday season sale is another great reason to get to Sanderson, because they're going to give you, with the purchase of any new Ford, a $500 gift card only at Sanderson Ford.